जय श्री राधे, जय निताई, जय गौर। আমরা পুনঃ শ্রবণ করতে চলেছি।
We are continuing hearing of the further portions.
শ্রীমতী রাধা ঠাকুরানির কাছে
We are offering prayers to Shri Radha Thakurani so that we all gain her mercy. If the soul is getting the mercy of Srimati Radharani, then the life becomes perfect. Without the mercy of Shri Radha Thakurani, the mercy of the kingdom of bhakti is not easily attained. So we are offering obeisances to the Devi, to Goddess of the kingdom of bhakti, Shri Radha Thakurani. Uddhavji is saying, what is the need of a birth as a Brahmana? These gopis, they were not Brahmanas. They were born as Vaishyas, as cowherd girls, forest dwellers. They were not learned. So consider, how is it possible that we are offering obeisances unto them? Those who are worshipping Shri Krishna, those who are Vaishnavas, Bhaktas, it's not appropriate to consider and appreciate regarding their birth. That would be the great offense. The greatest devotee, Uddhavji Maharaj, he told, What is Uddhavji Maharaj saying? These Vraja Gopis are having their life perfected in the supreme way. Why? Because they've surrendered everything unto the lotus feet of Shri Krishna, Shri Govinda. They've surrendered everything. Uddhavji is saying, that the liberated personalities, Uddhavji is saying, all of those like me, meaning those on the same devotional level as himself, all such devotees are offering glorification and respect to these highest, most exalted moods, these rude bhav moods of the gopis of Vraj. Although many are aspiring for such a highest levels of devotion, it's not possible for everyone to attain such levels. Yet, those who have developed attachment to hearing about these topics of Shri Krishna, those who are on such a highest levels of devotion towards Shri Krishna, what is the need for them to be born as a Brahmanas? Although the Shastras, the scriptures are saying that the Brahman birth is the highest, it's considered the highest in case they are also devotees of the Lord. If they are worshipping Sri Krishna, remembering Him, constantly being engaged in devotional activities for Sri Krishna, then they are really the greatest. But if someone is born as a Brahmana and simply is wearing the Brahmana thread, but they are not engaged in such devotional activities, then they are not the greatest. The scriptures are saying the Brahmanas are the greatest if they are engaged in Hari Bhakti, in the devotion to the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, what is the benefit of Brahmana's birth? If Shudra is devotee of Sri Krishna, he is greater than a Brahmana. And if Brahmana is himself a devotee of the Lord, then really he is the greatest. There is no one above him. So if someone is born as Shudra and is a devotee of the Lord, then he is the greatest of all. He is even greater than a Brahmana who is not engaged in devotional activities. If someone is just having a Brahmana body, they are Brahmanas. But if they are engaged in devotional service towards Sri Krishna, then they are really the greatest as well. So, if someone is simply Brahmana by birth, but not having developing such qualities, then that's not enough to be considered the greatest. They should give up their pride, their envy towards others. Then they would be considered really the highest, being engaged in devotional service towards Sri Krishna. If those born as a Brahmanas are engaged in devotion towards Sri Krishna, then really there is no one greater in whole creation. There are so many descriptions about different kind of activities, and devotion towards Sri Krishna is described as the greatest activity. There is no greater activity than activities of devotional service towards Sri Krishna. There are varieties of activities, but devotion to Sri Krishna, these kind of activities are the greatest. So the gopis, they are the greatest, as they have surrendered everything to Sri Krishna. Even for a moment, they couldn't be without Sri Krishna Katha, without remembering Sri Krishna. So those who have completely surrendered themselves towards Sri Krishna, there is no one greater than them. So the prem bhakti, the purest loving devotional service of the gopis, is the greatest, the highest, and no one can come even close to that. It's impossible to gain such a highest level kind of devotion as they possess. But those who are engaged in hearing about topics related to the gopis, that are remembering these topics, then certainly they will attain the devotion to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and Sri Radharani. How is it even possible to describe such a highest levels of devotion as the gopis possess? So if someone is born as a brahmana, but they are not engaged in devotional service to Sri Krishna, then what is the benefit of such a birth? They won't gain perfection in that way. So the scriptures are glorifying the brahmana birth, but as conclusion, they describe that it's only meant if those brahmanas are also engaged in devotional service towards the Lord. So if those born as a brahmanas would give up all envy towards others, they will give up all the pride that they are brahmanas having such a high birth. And if they are engaged in devotional activities, then they are really the highest. Otherwise, they are lesser than Shudras that are devotees of the Lord. The perfection of life is coming when someone gives up all envy. If someone gives up all the pride and engages in devotional service towards Sri Krishna without any other desires. Our Acharyas gave so many commentaries and descriptions of these topics. There are so many descriptions mentioned in this regard. We are just mentioning some main points. So Uddhavji is further on describing that this Mahabhav, these highest levels of devotional loving service towards Sri Krishna that the gopis have developed, no one can come close even to that. Uddhavji Maharaj is saying, although so many of us are aspiring for such high states of devotion, many of us won't be able to come even close. The gopis, their cowherd girls, forest dwellers, they were born as Vaishyas. And if someone is considering that because of such a birth, they are just some ordinary personalities, that's a very offensive way of consideration. In actuality, there is no one greater than these gopis of Vraj. So the birth as a woman is described in the Shastra as well. The scriptures are describing in how many ways actually the birth as a woman is conditioned. But at the same time, the women are having one very special quality. They are able to love. They are premi. So those who are chaste women, they have so much devotion, so much love toward their husbands. So they are considered to be the bhaktas, devotees of their husbands. These kind of descriptions are related to Lakshmi herself.
সমর্পণ করেছিলেন। তারা স্ত্রী হয়েও তারা
সো অলদো হ্যাভিং দ্য বার্থ অ্যাজ এ উইমেন The gopis of Raj who have surrendered everything towards Sri Krishna, they are the greatest.
Stri byabichar dushta jara bhaben bohirmukh jibgon
So although the shastras are describing that the birth as a woman is more conditioned and lower than a birth as a man. These gopis of Raj, although born as a woman, but developing those highest levels of devotion and love towards Sri Krishna, as also this quality of women to be able to love. So devotees, the gopis engage these qualities in the highest way towards Sri Krishna. So there is no one greater than them. So these topics are very hard to understand, and ordinary personalities cannot understand them, and this is why they are having such offensive consideration regarding the gopis. So it's important to hear from the devotees, from Mahatmas, the great souls, in order to be able to understand these topics properly. So it's very important to hear these topics related to the gopis, because even hearing without understanding, those hearers will develop the greatest levels of devotion, gain the highest levels of devotion towards Sri Krishna and Sri Radharani. They will gain the mercy of Sri Krishna and Sri Radharani. Once when someone gets the mercy of Sri Radharani, then easily such a person will also gain the mercy of Sri Govinda. So all the gopis were born as women. That doesn't make them lesser. In actuality, they are the greatest of all.
যারা ভগবানের সমস্ত কিছু অর্পণ করতে পেরেছেন তাদের থেকে শ্রেষ্ঠ
So the way that gopis were able to surrender to Sri Krishna, they are the greatest in whole creation. No one else is able to surrender in such a way.
যারা সাধনা করেন তপস্যা করেন সেই ক্ষেত্রে পুরুষদের ভূমিকা অনেক বেশি তদ্রূপ প্রীতির রাজ্যে
স্ত্রী জাতিদের সর্ব পারফরম্যান্স অফ ডিফারেন্ট কাইন্ডস অফ অস্টেরিটিস ডিসকাসড দেন দ্য মেল বডি দ্য বার্থ অ্যাজ এ মেল ইজ গ্লোরিফাইড বাট ওয়েন দ্য টপিকস কাম টু দ্য প্রেম টু ডিভেলপমেন্ট অফ লাভ Then the birth as a woman is glorified, the female birth.
Jara bhalo stri tader sei onnanno kichur upore nishtha thake na.
The chaste women, they are so devoted and fixed in their devotion towards their husbands.
Ei bishe bohu shoktishali tapasvi royeche.
And they are offering their loving moods to him. So in this way, these propensities as women to offer their love is glorified, and the gopis, they attain the highest perfection, surrendering everything to Sri Krishna, or their everything, their minds, their hearts, everything they are surrendered to Sri Krishna, Sri Govinda. So, when the greatest sages were described in the scriptures, the example of Bhagirath Maharaj is given. He was inviting Sri Ganga Devi to appear on earth, being pleased with him. Mother Ganga has appeared to him, and she had told him, "Oh, my son, I am very much pleased with you, and I wish to appear on earth. But the power of my touch of the earth will destroy all the earth. So, Bhagirath, you do one thing. You worship Sri Mahadev, and then, being pleased, he will accept your pleading to him, so that he will assist my appearance on earth." So this is how Sri Mahadev, Sri Shiv, is the one known as a Gangadhar, that one that is holding Ganga Mother, Ganga Ma, on his head. So before touching the earth, Mother Ganga is first touching Sri Shiv, Sri Mahadev's head. So, although there are so many qualified devotees, only Sri Mahadev, Sri Shiv was qualified enough to hold the power of Mother Ganga on his head. So this is example or comparison given of a gopis as well, that amongst all the greatest devotees, only the gopis were qualified enough to uphold the greatest, greatest power of the purest love for Sri Krishna, the one that they possess. So the highest kind of surrender of purest love towards Sri Krishna, Sri Govinda, was possessed only by Sri Radharani and her Sri Vraja Gopis. This is why Sri Uddhavji Maharaj is saying that no one is able to glorify properly the Gopis of Vraj, as well as Sri Vraja Dham itself. Leave aside the glorification of the gopis themselves. Even no one is able to glorify the 84 kroshas of the land of Vraj. The land of Vraj is called Chintamani Bhumi, the wish-fulfilling land, and is considered greater than even Goloka Vrindavan. With our ordinary eyes, we are looking around, and what we are seeing in Sri Vraja Dham? Only some dust, monkeys. But it's not like that. If you really want to relish the real Sri Vraja Dham, then you need to close this external eyes, and with your internal eyes, with the eyes of purest love for Sri Krishna, with premic eyes, you need to see the real Sri Vraja Dham. This wish-fulfilling land where even today Sri Krishna Govinda is walking, performing his pastimes with gopas and the gopis. He's sweetly playing his flute, and only few fortunate ones are able to hear it and benefit from it. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, written by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Pad, describes the glories of Sri Vraja Dham. It's described as Chintamani Bhumi, wish-fulfilling land, that all the trees in Shivraja Bhumi, their Kalpa Vriksha, their wish-fulfilling trees. Whatever one desires, these wish-fulfilling trees are giving. With these ordinary eyes, we are just seeing material things. All around we are seeing just the dust, the monkeys. But with these ordinary eyes, we are not able to have complete darshan of Shivraja Dham. We need internalize the eyes of Bhav, loving transcendental moods towards Shri Krishna. When someone looks at Shivraja Dham with the prema eyes, with the eyes of purest love, then they are able to see Krishna and his pastimes with gopas and the gopis. So the glories of Shri Vrindavan Dham, no one was ever able to describe completely. What is he saying further? In order to see Vrindavan, to have the darshan of real Shri Vrindavan Dham, is not possible for all of us. We need internalize the eyes of the purest love for Shri Krishna. And those who are able to have such a darshan, they're not having any connection with this material world. In this Kali Yuga, Srila Sanatana Goswami is such priceless example. He was spending so much time on the banks of Mother Yamuna, living under different trees. Once, ruler Akbar came to meet Srila Sanatana Goswami. After meeting him, this ruler was asking, he said, "Baba, I want to do some service to Vraj. Those who are sadhus, real sadhus, even if you want to serve them, they won't easily accept it. Those who are greedy, they will in advance make a list of wishes. But real sadhus, they don't expect anything from anyone." If someone is pleading, they may kindly accept, but they themselves, they don't have any expectations from anyone. So the ruler told, "O Mahatma, O great soul, I want to do some service. Please let me know." Again and again he was pleading. And the ruler, he is a respectful person. And if someone answers no to them, it wouldn't be nice. It would be unrespectful. So if some respectful personality is speaking something and someone else is just responding, "No, no, no," it wouldn't look nice. So Srila Sanatana Goswami answered to the ruler, "All right, if you really want to do some service, there are some steps there at the Ganga, at Yamuna Ghat, and they became destroyed. They are broken, so you can fix them. So the ruler told, all right, I will send my workers there. Srila Sanatan Goswami told him, O Mahashay, I will take you personally to show you that place. The ruler told, what is the need to take me there? I understand it. It's that area of the Yamuna Ghat, and it's just simply some few steps. I understand it. It's no problem. I will fix it. Srila Sanatana Goswami still took the ruler at that exact place, and by touching him, he gave him the divine eyes to have the darshan, to see real Shivraja Dham. So those seemingly ordinary steps, he could see, the ruler could see with divine eyes being touched by Srila Sanatana Goswami by his mercy. He could see that those seemingly ordinary steps now are the steps made from precious jewels, from diamonds. Being humbled, he told, I was so proud, I wanted to do some service to Vraj, but now I can see all around the Vraj are the diamonds, the precious jewels. Oh, Baba, how I can do the service, although I am so wealthy, all my kingdom is not enough to fix even few steps at this Ghat of Yamuna. Being humbled, the ruler left. So there are so many sadhus. And amongst them, there are so many varieties of the levels. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he has described varieties of the levels of devotion. Kanishta, Madhyama and Uttama. The lower, beginner stages, medium and highest level of devotion. Kanishta Bhakta, Madhyam Bhakta and Uttam Bhakta. There are so many descriptions. You can read it in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and understand it. It's very beautiful katha. So those who are the Uttam, greatest Mahatma, the great soul, those devotees can see with their eyes of purest love. They can witness even today how Sri Krishna is performing his pastimes with his gopas and the gopis. So although Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is written in simple Bengali language, it contains hidden all the knowledge of the Shastras. Of course, Sanskrit is glorified as the greatest language. But even writing in a simple Bengali language, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Pad, Srila Naroktam Das Thakur Mahashay, they have written the greatest poetry. Chaitanya Charitamrita is very hard to understand, although it's written in a simple Bengali language.
Chaitanya Charitamrita
Our acharyas are saying that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is Mahakavya. It's not simply poetry, it's greatest poetry. Because all the conclusions of the Shastras are hidden, are included in it. As when all the Shastras have been churned, so all the churned nectar is now contained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's very hard to understand Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can understand Srimad Bhagavatam by the mercy of the Lord, but Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita contains even more deep, more hidden knowledge that's even harder to understand. Only greatest learned personalities, pandits, they can understand these topics. So Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes the glories of Shivrajadham in simply few lines. We can hear even further. In these few simple lines, all the knowledge is contained. All the darshan of Shivrajadham described. In few, like in these two shlokas contained each of two lines, it means in simple four lines, such a great knowledge and description of Shivrajadham is described. So it's very hard to understand this hidden, deep knowledge of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Look,
how much of the darshan of Shivrajadham is hidden within these lines. It says, Shivrajadham is the forest of Kalpavriksha trees, wish-fulfilling trees. Each tree is so powerful, even more powerful than Kamadenu. Both Kamadenu, the wish-fulfilling cows, and Kalpavriksha, the wish-fulfilling trees, they can fulfill any desire. The real Vaishnavas coming to Vrindavan, they are not desiring wealth. Although these wish-fulfilling trees of Raj can give anything what they are desiring, they are simply desiring some fruits and flowers. They don't pray for anything else. They desire to simply have some flowers, to make garlands, to offer them to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, Sri Govinda, to put the garland around his neck. If we would have the chance, we would make a whole list, whole day we'll be engaged with fulfilling our desires. But the real sadhus, the real saints, they don't desire anything. They simply desire some fruits and flowers to be able to serve the Lord. How hard to understand topics are these. So much of the darshan of Shivrajadham is hidden within these simple few words, few lines. When I was little, I was considering Chaitanya Charitamrita is simply some Bengali poetry. But in actuality, it's very hard to understand. So much knowledge is hidden within just few lines. This Kamadenu, wish-fulfilling cows, they're giving anything you desire. All the cows in Shivraja Dhamma, Kamadenu, wish-fulfilling cows. All of these cows, they're walking with Sri Krishna through the forests, following him. But the real saints, bhaktas, Vaishnavas, they are simply desiring some milk that these cows are giving, so that they would be able to prepare nice preparations and offer to Sri Krishna, to Sri Govinda. But lobby personalities, greedy personalities as ourselves, we would make a whole list of desires. But the real sadhus, they don't desire anything. If some of us will meet such a wish-fulfilling cow, we would pray for so many things. We will pray for self-glorification, for so many self-benefits. The real devotees, they simply desire a milk of these wish-fulfilling cows, this fragrant milk, to be able to prepare varieties of nice preparations that will be very tasty for Sri Krishna, for Sri Govinda. They don't desire anything for themselves. And us, we are worshipping so many devis, devatas. Why? In order to get so much wealth, so much benefit. But real devotees, real great souls, they don't desire anything for themselves. They never desire anything. They never ask anything from Sri Govinda. Sri Prahladji Maharaj, the greatest devotee, he was repeatedly being asked by Sri Narasimha Dev, "My dear Prahlad, I'm very much pleased with you. Please ask for some boon." Sri Prahladji Maharaj answered, "My dearest Lord, you gave me your darshan. You have appeared in front of me. Is there anything else to be desired in whole creation? My dearest Lord, those who are worshipping you and at the same time asking benefits from you, in actuality, they are not your devotees. They are businessmen. Oh, my dearest Lord, I am not a businessman. I am your servant. I am worshipping you. And why I would take anything from you?" Lord Narasimhadev answered, "I am the Supreme Lord. And the Shastras, the scriptures are saying, when a devotee gains my darshan, I should bless him. So we should follow the rules of the scriptures." So the greatest devotee, Sri Prahladji Maharaj, was considering, "My dearest Lord is asking me again and again, so I should accept his blessings." So Sri Prahlad Maharaj told, "My dearest Lord, please bless me so that I would never be touched by your maya, your illusory energy." So Lord Narasimhadev bestowed his lotus hand upon Sri Prahlad Maharaj's head. blessing him that his maya, his illusory energy won't ever touch him. So there is nothing greater than the Supreme Lord and his service. And in order to gain that, we should give up our greed. Those who have given up greed, they are real sadhus. What a wonderful katha is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And also in the verses of Srila Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay. These are such a powerful words as a thunderbolt. So it's been told that those who are being controlled by their genitals and their belly, they won't get any perfection of life ever. They won't be able to gain the Lord ever. They won't be able to gain Sri Krishna. If someone desires to control the mind, what they should do first of all? They should control their eating habits. If someone is not able to control their eating habits, and those who are not able to control their genitals, they are not able to gain anything. There are different rules to be followed, described for the Kartik Vrata, the vows taken during Kartik month, Damodar month, Niyam Seva. The different kind of terms are being used. But as far as I understand, discussing with great devotees, that from the old times, the vows were followed from the beginning towards the end of Kartik month, Damodar month. So what is the first rule being described? Controlling eating habits, eating only once, eating havisha. It's a simple kind of khichdi without spices even. Why? In order to be controlled the mind further on. If someone is eating very passionate food, then it wouldn't be favorable for their devotion. If we are not able to control our eating habits, then we won't be able to control our mind neither. So these shlokas are describing that it's necessary to control the eating habits, to control genitals. Devotional service is not just some simple thing as opening the ripe banana, throwing the skin and eating the banana. Our Parameshti Gurudev Maharaj is saying, Shri Srila Shri Siddha Manohar Das Babaji Maharaj, he told to one devotees, devotional service is not so easy. It's not easy as opening the ripe banana, throwing the skin and eating it. Lots of sadhana is to be done in order to gain Sri Krishna. It's not so easy. So the gopis of Vraj, they've surrendered everything to Sri Krishna. And such a kind of surrender is not possible for anyone else. No one else did it in whole creation. Sarva dharmam parityaja, as described in Sri Bhagavad Gita, giving up of all dharma. That was done only by the gopis. What is the question of anyone else doing that? It's not possible for everyone. There are those who were able to do so, but very, very few. Amongst thousands, amongst hundreds of thousands, only one person, 1% of devotees only. So the real devotees, they don't expect, they don't desire anything from wish-fulfilling trees, wish-fulfilling troughs. So, tomorrow we are going to continue with further portion exactly at 5 o'clock in the morning. And by then, we are concluding our katha here.
Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Sham Nitai Gaur Shitanat Premanande Hori Hori Bol.